Marketing for Bit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We're on a mission here. Get so tired of folks always talking about they can't get a job, they can't do this, and they can't do that. But I have to say, what are you doing about it? What are you doing to change your predicament? Are you just sitting there taking it? Are you taking some actions? Here we are, we're about to embark on another year. 2016, right around the corner. So let's get ready for 2019. I'm saying 2016. 2019. 2019 is going to be a great year. I don't care what you say. 2019 is coming. So let's do something about it. And if you don't do anything, if you have nothing else planned, just set your clock every Friday at 10:30 to join the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are a business development show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And we've been doing this now for the past 8 years, and it'll be 9 years in 2019. The show was named in honor of my dear old dad, who passed away right before the show was about to get started. And so I'm always happy to, every time I say the word marketing pulpit, I actually think about my dad and how he instilled in me this sense of entrepreneurship, this sense of independence. And that's what we have to do with our own kids, folks. We have to set examples. We have to start these businesses in our community so that we can make our kids more independent and take control of their destiny. Hello there, Sade, and hello there, all the listeners on Facebook. Go to marketingpulpit.com and follow us. You can follow us on Facebook. We are broadcasting live. Hello, Elder Joyce, and all the people out there in radio land. We got an exciting show today, as always. Today we're going to have a therapist, Wena Cullins. She's going to be joining us shortly, and she's got a very, very exciting segment today, talking about what is it folks fighting about this time of year. About from Thanksgiving all the way up to the first of the year, couples are fighting like cats and dogs, and she's going to talk about what's going on and why that seems to be the case. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about I'm going to give you some business development strategies going into 2019. Now, marketing is, we understand that's about cultivating your clients, identifying your customer base, and then putting strategies in place. What people don't really understand quite as much is business development. Business development is the first cousin of marketing. And so when we get ready for 2019, we need to start looking at some things that's going to actually make our company more viable. And that's what we're going to talk about at the 11:15 hour. Also coming up at the next segment, we're going to talk about why can't we be friends on Facebook. Now, some of y'all out here, you got your little friend thing going. You send out these friend requests and you're wondering why your friend list isn't growing. I'm going to talk to you about why we can't be friends and some of the things that you may be doing to scare people away. Hello there, Kevin. So that's the lineup for today. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. Go to marketingpulpit.com and follow us, what we are doing here on the Marketing Pulpit. You'll see we're also on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We are all things Marketing Pulpit. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web. And this time of year, if you haven't already put together some type of strategy to get that business off the ground, to optimize it, to put it on another level, then give my company a call. Go to gatewoodmarketing.com. You can also call me at 301-839-2836. We've worked with some pretty big heavy hitters. One of my most popular clients is, of course, Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, over on Sirius XM, Mr. Neely Fuller, Attorney Carmese Graves, Yojo, the mascot, God, the list, BLE Executive Suites. The list just goes on and on and on. I talked to one of my another one of my past clients, Diet to Go, national company, Mr. Hilton Davis and Mary Beth Reardon over there at Diet to Go. Shout out to them. And so I've worked with companies of just about every industry and every stripe and every stage of development. And if you need some help getting your company ready for 2019, call me 301-839-2836. And I'm sure I have a rabbit I can pull out the hat for your company as well. There's a lot of things going on in the news, as always. I like to keep you abreast with our hashtag headlines. For instance, Marriott is investigating another data breach. Excuse me. These companies keep losing this data. Now, Marriott has, and its Starwood reservation system, has exposed 500 million guests' personal information to the rest of the world. That's the second largest data breach ever. It just keeps happening, folks. So I'm going to ask you, when I tell these stories, I try to make them relevant and give them context. So the question I ask you, what does that make me? What does that make me as someone on the internet? Well, the question is, the answer is pretty simple. Protect your data. And also, you might want to clean up your act. If you're doing some things out here that are nefarious, you're not proud of, you're worried about somebody getting a hold of it, you're breaking the law, you're scamming people, it's going to catch up with you, because when these data breaches occur, everything that you've done can usually be traced back to the origin. So my advice to you is to clean up your act, and also don't put everything that you're doing online. These companies are not securing your data. So be aware of that. General Motors is slashing another 10,000 jobs, or 15% of its workforce. That's a lot of jobs, folks. That's a lot of jobs. Once again, what does that make me? Think about this. There are many people out here who have placed their faith. They've placed their history, their livelihood, their family, their future into these companies because they are so sure that there's such a thing as a secure and permanent job. I'm here to tell you differently today, folks. There is no such thing as a secure and permanent job. That is why I continue to encourage and beseech you to get out here and start yourself a business. Now, you might not get the same big fat salary that you're getting over at General Motors, and you don't even have to make it your full-time gig, but you need to have something going on that's going to generate you some revenue, not just for you, but for the rest of your life and for your family, for the next generation. And that is another reason why we have this show. We are trying to encourage people to get these businesses going, and don't just start a business. Start a business that is going to be successful. And hello there, Ms. Carraway. I also want to bring into the mix here this morning one of my favorite co-hosts. You've seen her on the internet. She's on a couple of other radio shows. She's really a star in her own right. So I'm honored to have her to join us. And that is Ms. Wena Cullen. Slide over here, Wena, so we can get you on there. Get you on the camera.
Oh, hey, DMV. And what's up, Robert?
Hey, Wena, welcome. You can all lady in red today. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Wena's good. I like Wena. Wena's good. Wena joins us on the third Friday of every month. And if you're saying your math is off, no, your calendar's not wrong.
Right.
Calendar. Wena took a break. She's so busy and so much in demand, she decided to come in on the fifth Friday. Welcome to have you joining us today, Wena. Wena, what are you going to talk about later on today? I know you always got something, and everybody has to get out their iron-toed boots, because you be stepping on folks' toes up in here.
Right. I'm so excited today because I'm talking about whether or not the holidays are so happy for couples. I want to let folks know what common problems couples are fighting about between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
Are you telling me that between cranberry sauce,
Turkey Day,
dressing,
yes,
yams, oh my
god, the mac and cheese,
I have to stop this is not going well, because all of a sudden I'm thinking about food and not what you're going to talk about.
Right,
but you're saying between these meals there's some bickering going on.
Oh, absolutely.
People on here decking the halls and kissing under mistletoes. They're over here fighting.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of folks think that the holidays are supposed to be so merry and bright, but in their own homes, all kinds of crazy stuff is popping off. So I want to make sure that folks know that that's more common than you think and give you some strategies for at least salvaging the holidays that are left in 2018.
Ooh, I cannot wait to hear this. I thought everybody was out here just kumbaya-ing and singing the 12 days of Christmas and the little drummer boy. And you telling me that?
No.
There's no way folks are fighting this time of year. You telling me otherwise. Hey, Larry, how you doing out there in Facebook land? Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to the show. Hey, caller. Nobody? Okay, my bad. All right. Thought we had a caller. All right, folks, and later in the show, I'm going to talk about why we can't be friends. Why can't we be friends?
Ooh.
Y'all, I'm telling you, everybody is not going to be my friend on Facebook. I'm going to tell you why.
Uh-oh.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you, it's going to break some hearts. But and everybody needs to hear this. So that's coming up at the 10:45 hour. Why can't we be friends? Also, we're finishing up on the hashtag headlines here, Wayne. Now, we talked about the jobs and we talked about the Marriott lost people's data, 500 million names now is out there in the stratosphere. That's going to start a few fights, too.
Absolutely.
Some of the information get out there on y'all. So y'all better clean your acts up on these phones and these accounts you've logged into. Now, here's something that's really, really depressing. The life expectancy has dropped again in the United States for the third year in a row.
Really? I just looked up the average life expectancy, but it was for 2016. They didn't have the most recent data, so you're about to school me on the most recent data.
I think the life expectancy in the United States now is about 30 or something.
Oh, get out of here, Robert. I think it's about 78, 80
for
men.
Yeah, right, there you go, 78. But what's interesting is that for the last 3 years, it has been on a decline. It lost another month in 2017. So if you thought you're going to live up to 78... until February.
And change, right? 78 and change.
You're going to drop on January 1. You don't get to February based on this new data. Now, this is the biggest drop, the most sustained drop since 1915 through 1918. And this was back during World War I and basically the plague almost, a flu pandemic that killed about 675,000 people.
So
we're competing with that kind of death and destruction in 2019. That's something wrong with that. But I've summed it up. This is what I think. And it's going to step on some toes also.
Uh-oh.
The reason this country is having such issues and the death rate is expanding and the life expectancy is shrinking is because it is suffering from a disease.
What is the disease?
It is suffering from a disease. Somebody know what I'm talking about. It is suffering from a disease called racism.
Uh-oh.
It's a pandemic disease. It's called racism. And there are some people out here who would rather die than to see people of color get some of the same benefits that they're getting. They would rather for their children to be barefoot and hungry than to share the fruits of this very big pie called the United States.
I see.
And that is what racism would do to you.
Yeah.
When it goes unchecked. Yeah, I'm stepping on some toes, but folks, there's enough money out here in this country to go around and 100 times. But
yeah, people, I agree with you about
people
that.
Have chosen to be racist and exclusionary, and they are suffering as a result. Don't get me started up, and y'all got my preaching robe on early right. Up in the morning up in here. But anyway, folks, that's just my take on that. I tell you what, though, when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about some things that's going to make step on some toes. We're talking about why can't we be friends on Facebook. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio therapist Wena Cullins. She's going to talk about folks fighting over the holidays. No way. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. This is the Marketing Pulpit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL at 95.9 FM.
This look at WOL traffic and weather is sponsored by NAPA. On the southbound side of DC 295, it's still stop and go, heading from Benning Road down to Pennsylvania Avenue. Northbound side, meanwhile, That's running well from the 11th Street Bridge up to Eastern Avenue. On the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, it's quiet in both directions, traveling between the 14th Street Bridge and the 11th Street Bridge. And in Georgetown, the earlier crash at the intersection of Prospect Street and Wisconsin Avenue has been cleared, so now all travel lanes are open at that intersection. Now for a check of your WOL weather forecast for today, it's going to be mostly cloudy. We'll see a high getting up to 44 degrees tonight. Continued cloudy with a low down to 35. Then tomorrow, rain throughout the day with a high of 43. Sunday, chance of rain and a high of 64. Currently, it is 41 degrees. Napa Auto Parts has the expertise and parts you need to help keep your car on the road no matter how many miles it has. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how. I'm Ron Lewis for News Talk 1450 AM and 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We bring you the good marketing gospel, and we're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. I like to throw in my little French every now and then. I like to say, new songs to see tout le vendredi matin at 10 or 30 pour vous apporter au bon évangile marketing. Nous ne savons pas les aimes, nous savons des entreprises, nous savons des employés, nous savons notre communauté. La mission de peut-être des entreprises solides dans notre communauté. Afin qu'il n'y ait plus en mettre nos gens en travail.
Okay, break that down for us.
I said, I don't know what the hell I'm... No, I really just said, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We are saving our community. And that's what we're doing here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. Now, somebody out here is saying, and also like to welcome our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you have a need for office space, if you're trying to get your business on another plane in 2019.
Yeah.
We're always looking for ways to make things better. I mean, the beginning of the year is a time to really evaluate, look at where you are, what you've been, what can you do differently. As a matter of fact, in my segment at 11:15, we're going to talk about some business development strategies, but I'm just going to give you one right up front. Look at your office space and your location needs.
Yeah.
Do you have a place that's professional, that's presentable when you bring in your clients? Do they say, wow, this guy needs my money more than he needs need his service?
Presentation is everything, Robert.
Presentation is so much. So you got to make sure your location is right. So when somebody walks in the door, they feel like they're really in a real business. What's been the challenge, though, Wayne, is that people feel like they have to go out and bust the budget. They feel like they got to go out here and take all their money, bust their piggy bank open, and take all the money out when in reality, you get a suite like a BLE Executive Suites. You get a suite, somebody to answer the phones. You get your telephone service included. You get your internet included. Now, these are the things that when I had an office before, I had I had to pay for a person to answer the phone. I had to pay for internet. I had to pay for a phone. And then I had to pay for the furniture.
Right. You told me that.
All of this is included with your BLE Executive Suites. And what better time to start the new year than to start with a brand new location. Call them at 301-839-2836 and ask for a free walkthrough. Ask for Miss Bernadette Clay. She is a very, this lady knows her stuff. She was featured in Black Enterprise Magazine. Ooh. They have three locations. National Harbor, Maryland. They have the Largo place over here near the Washington football team stadium. And they have their new location, a hub zone over in College Park, Maryland. Call them at 301-322-1700 or go to blesuites.com. Now let's get into this Facebook.
This
why can't we be friends?
Tell me about it now.
Now I'm gonna tell you. If you're ever wondering why you send out somebody an invitation and they didn't respond. Either they didn't respond or they didn't do it right. They didn't give you the kind of response that you wanted. It could be a reason. And I'm going to tell you why. Think about when you invite somebody to your house for the first time.
Okay.
Think about when you're inviting somebody to be your friend. It's about the same thing as inviting somebody to your house. Think about it. Let that marinate for a minute.
Okay.
So I come to your house, and this is why I might not be your friend. I get to your house, there's no activity. There's newspapers.
I see where you're going with this.
There's newspapers on the porch that haven't been read since 2016. The grass hasn't been cut. The lights are off. Why would I want to go in that house? I need to see some activity. I need to see something going on. If you're not doing that, I'm probably going to say, I'm good. That's okay. Or I might even say, hell to the no. I ain't going up in there.
Well, Robert, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How do you make the time, if you're a business owner, to constantly be publishing, posting, liking, and providing new information on social media?
Because like everything else, you have to schedule it. You make it a part of your daily activity.
Okay.
Also, I come to your Facebook page. You invited me to be your friend. I get there, and I see all these questionable friends. It's like I come to okay. It's like I come to your house. And I see all these questionable characters hanging around. You know, guys with guns on their chest and gold grills. And I mean, really some shady looking folks. Same thing when I go to your Facebook page. I might see some folks in there that I might not want to be affiliated with. I see skinheads. I see somebody threatening to overthrow the government. Somebody on the FBI's most wanted list.
Oh, my goodness.
I might not want to be your friend. If I come to your page and I see all these questionable persons hanging around. Now, I come to your page and I can't see you. Either your face is missing or you in one of these pictures with a mask on. Let's
why?
Let's
why,
take
Robert?
The same scenario. I come to your house.
Mm-hmm.
I get to your house. I can't see you. You come to the door with a mask on. Am I really going to come into that house?
I suppose not, unless
probably
it's Halloween.
Not. So there's a good chance we are not going to be friends if I can't see who you are. Now, here's another reason why we might not be able to be friends. I get to your place, and I can't get to you because I'm stepping over sale signs. You're trying to sell me everything under the sun.
Okay.
We might not be friends if I get there, and I got to, before I can even get me a drink of water, you've already whipped out the Amway catalog trying to sell me something.
Okay.
Before we do that, can we at least sit down and have a conversation before you start trying to sell me everything under the sun?
So no direct messages about inviting you to my next masterclass or...
Let's get to be friends first.
Okay.
Yes, I may decide at some point that everything that you're selling or offering is right for me. But can we at first, let's just be friends?
We can try.
That's called building relationships. Now, you're going to love this one. Get ready for this one.
I'm listening.
I come to your house. Let's set this up. You've invited me to be your friend. And let's use the same type of scenario as I'm coming to your house for the first time. Hey there, Novita. Hey, Charlotte. So I get there. I'm yelling to folks on Facebook. You come to the door, and you're half naked.
Okay.
Amen. Can I get an amen? The same thing when I come to your Facebook page. You've invited me to be your friend. I get there, and you're there with your underwear on.
Judge me much, Robert? I mean, come on.
Come on. Now, I'm not saying that. And as tempting and exciting as that may be, remember, you're inviting me to be your friend. Now, this is
as
something
a business
that,
owner.
As a business owner or
friend.
As a person.
Okay.
This is something... This is that the whole world is going to see. That means you are judged by the company that you keep. So I'm going to reiterate. If you want me or anybody to be your friend, you have to go back and look at the page that you are inviting them to. And don't be surprised if some of the folks that you invite do not be your friend. And here's some tips. And this applies to personal and business. Add some activity to that page.
Okay.
Do a post. Engage. Say hello. If you have some folks that have asked to be your friend and they are questionable and they do not align with your values, they should not be your friend.
I see now. If they don't align with your values.
That's right. Because some people accept everybody as their friend because they're trying to get their numbers up.
That's true.
Okay. It's about quality, not quantity. Also, get a nice picture in your profile. if you're trying to hide from social media, if you're trying to hide, if you're doing something you don't want people to know about, then probably social media is not your cup of tea.
Hmm.
You probably need to do something different. Also, social media is a great selling tool. Matter of fact, it's one of the best things since sliced bread when it comes to selling. But you've got to nurture the relationship. You've got to get to know the person first. Don't start selling from day one. Get to know the person.
That's fair.
And last but not least, niece. Come on, guys and ladies. Put on some clothes.
I mean, are you talking to the Instagram models or not? Because now, I'm not.
If you are a model. If you are a model, okay. But if you are out here trying to rein in new customers, stakeholders, build a base of loyal followers, I know some of y'all got some banging bodies. I mean, ooh, women and dudes, I'm telling you.
Okay.
If you want to show it off. But you got to think about that the person that accepts you is also accepting you into their family of other friends.
This is true.
It's not just you that's going to see that. Because now you're going to be judged by the friends that you accept. I know.
You are stepping on some toes today.
I'm stepping on toes, yeah. And yes, use the house parallel. If I come to your house and I see all these questionable characters, people walking around with no clothes on, criminals, the grass is not cut, then I'm going to make some type of judgment. The same thing applies to your Facebook. And ladies and gentlemen, that is why in some cases we cannot be friends.
Mm.
I know.
I got some work to do.
Folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio my co-host, Ms. Wina Cullins. Wina is here every third Friday of the month. She'll be back on the third Friday in December. And later in the show, we're going to talk about some strategies you can use going into 2019 as far as business development. Tell us again what you're going to talk about there, Wina. This is really interesting.
I'm getting into the weeds about not so happy holidays. What couples are fighting about between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
How much dressing to eat?
I wish.
No, how many, whether to fry the turkey or to bake it?
Come on, Robert. I'm going to need you to come clean.
All right. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. Hang on. We're going to be right back with Wina Cullins talking about what are folks fighting about this time of year. Everybody's not being friends. This is the Marketing Pulpit. Also call us at 1-800-450-7876 if you want to join the discussion. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
News Talk, 1450 AM, WOS, and 95.9.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save big every day on the tool brands they use most, like DeWalt. Now you can get up to 50% off select power tool accessories, including the DeWalt Pro 80-piece screwdriver bit set, now just $29.98. That's $30 in savings. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online, and your order will be ready for pickup in-store. Stop by or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 12-2 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
This is Reverend Al Shopton, host of Keeping It Real with Al Shopton. WOL 95.9 FM and 1450 AM. In this era of President Donald J. Trump, it is imperative that we, now more than ever, come together to keep what our ancestors fought for, to put our new agenda on the table. So join us daily right here, WOL News Talk Radio, where information is power.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL, where information is power. Tom Joyner in the morning, Reverend Al Sharpton, Chris Thomas, Carl Nelson, Keep Hope Alive Radio with Jesse Jackson, Butch McAdams, Moon Man, T.D. Jakes, Mount Pleasant, New Horizon, Power Talk Network. Download the mobile app and take us everywhere. Worldwide at WOLDCnews.com. Your voice. News that's important to you. News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL.
And the Ad Council.
WOL Washington, W240DJ Washington, 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, welcome back. I hope I still have some friends after that last segment. Hey, wait, wait, hey, how did my friend count go from 2,000 down to 3?
Right.
What the heck? See, that's the risk you take when you go out here and start telling it. Keep it like it is.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, what can I say? What can I say? Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I am here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I have in the studio with me Miss Wena.
Hey, hey, DMV, what's up?
Wena is a therapist, and whenever I bring her on the show, I know she's, I always tell people to get out your steel-toed boots. So if you have on flip-flops, walking around barefooted, got on rabbit-toed, what those little bunny things? Bunny that ain't going to work, because Wena's about to step on your toes. Just giving you a fair warning, what do you call it, a trigger warning? Giving you a warning. Hey there, Tanya. But anyway, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. If you want to join us, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I'm going to, Wena, before you get into your interesting topic, reintroduce yourself to the audience. I'm sure there's maybe one or two people out there that haven't heard about you yet. Shame on you, because this sister, if you haven't heard her, you've been missing out on a lot.
And I appreciate the fanfare.
I just look forward to the third Friday. So, Wena, give us a quick intro.
Yeah, and did you know that this week or this month is our 1 year anniversary?
What?
Yeah, so I have been on for a good amount of time now.
You're what? You said 1 month.
1 year.
Hey!
Right, 1 year.
Wena has
of hanging
been on the
out
show
with you in the booth.
All right.
And so you. I'm Wena Cullins. I'm a licensed clinical marriage and family therapist here in the D.C. metropolitan area. I have a private practice in Largo, Maryland, and I work a lot with individuals and couples on relationship issues. So I'm here every third Friday talking about the news that you can use as it relates to having healthier families, having healthier relationships, and just being your best self. So, are you ready to get into it?
Now, Wena.
What's up?
Now, what is it you're saying about the holidays? And that for some reason, people have chosen this as an opportunity to...
No.
I'm trying to...
Don't help me
I'm
out.
I'm trying to justify this because it's not making sense to me. I thought this was the season to be jolly.
Oh, see, there
this
you go.
This is the time to deck the halls.
Spreading that propaganda.
Get out some
propaganda.
Cranberry sauce. Get out some yams. Get out some turkey. Get out some ham. Get out some macaroni and cheese. There should be nobody fighting ever, and I'm not going to believe until you give me some proof that this is happening.
No, you know, many people think that if you're in a romantic relationship when the holiday season hits, then you're all set up to make amazing memories and have a great holiday season. But I want to take folks behind closed doors today to talk about some of the most common things that couples are fighting about between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. And that makes sense.
On whether you should get me a sweater or a iPhone for Christmas. That's the fight right there, right?
Right.
No, that's not it.
No. Exactly.
I'm trying.
I mean, depending on how you were raised and what you've gone through in your life, when you think about it, Robert, the holidays can be pretty intense for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then also retailers make this last quarter of the year all about spending money and this idea of togetherness. But the truth is that folks don't feel so thankful at the Thanksgiving dinner table, and they definitely don't feel so merry at Christmas time.
But there's a big turkey there. There's yams.
What is it about you and this turkey and these yams? They don't solve all problems. In fact, I'm sure Weight Watchers memberships increase tremendously after Thanksgiving and Christmas because folks are trying to get back on their New Year's resolution grinds after eating so much turkey and yams and mac and cheese.
But yeah, Wena, there's some folks out there that believe there's no problem in the world that a good set of yams won't solve. You tell me.
Okay, I can't with you. Listen,
break it down for
I'm
us.
Trying to help folks out here, and okay. I want folks to really open their minds up because, you know, so many people out there are going to be able to relate to the things that I'm talking about that couples are going through. If you are in a dating relationship or you're married, you might not be surprised to know that around the holidays, one of the biggest fights you could potentially get into is around feeling a lack of support from your partner.
Ooh. You know, I understand that this can happen intermittently throughout the year. Sometimes you come home, you had a hard day. Sometimes you're watching a game or But what is it about this time of year that would exacerbate that feeling that you're not supportive of your spouse?
You know, you have to make those hard decisions about whose family should we go and visit. Ooh. Are we going to get on a plane or drive 4 hours in the car to go and be with your people? Or are we going to stay with my people locally this year and every year because it costs too much money to travel? Or I don't really like your people. And so, honestly, when one partner doesn't sacrifice and go and hang out with their partner's family members, it can lead to clearly a lot of one-sidedness, but also some resentment and a feeling of a lack of support.
But what if their family got that drunk uncle that always brings
See, here
up-
you go. You're getting way ahead of yourself stuff. In the conversation. Way
they
got, ahead.
They be fighting up in there. It's just not your kind of folks. Is the spouse putting you in an unwinnable predicament when mm-hmm. they're insisting that you go into a household that really is just anathema to everything you believe in? Well, I guess that's also part of that support.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So you want to send me alone into the flames, right? You want to throw me under the bus so that I have to deal with Uncle Tyrone, right?
Okay, I got you.
Got it.
Okay.
So the other thing is grief. As a lack of support, some people really struggle with grief around the holidays, and that's a common sense thing, right?
Because they didn't get the gift they wanted.
When the holidays come up, if you've lost someone that you really care about or was close to you, they can be a reminder or a trigger. And so when this season comes around, if your partner or if you forget to really check into your partner, or your partner forgets to check in with you about how you're doing around the holidays and they know that you've lost somebody or that this is a sad time for you, then you miss an opportunity for closeness. But there's also some resentment that can be, you know, forming there.
But, you know, that on a very serious note, that actually I can actually see that because some people have lost, like, parents or...
Right. Children.
Around the holiday.
Right.
And here you are out there drinking eggnog and decking the halls, and they're over there in the corner, and you didn't even take enough time to be sensitive to the fact that this is a bitter reminder to them.
Right.
Wow,
right.
That's a good one.
But on the flip side of that, if every single holiday you are doom and gloom and you can't figure out how to get the help that you need, you absolutely cannot rely on your partner to be your sole source of support. And you absolutely cannot blame them for wanting to be happy and be merry around the holidays.
So basically you're saying it's not asking that person to make that kind of sacrifice might be a little more than expected. It's out of the norm. They may need to find that support somewhere else.
Yeah, so it's a balance that you always want your partner to be in tune with the fact that this might be a hard season for you, mm-hmm. and this might be a time when they can get closer to you and support you in different ways while also being respectful of the fact that it's their holiday season too, and they may associate the holidays with good times. So anybody who's suffering from grief needs to find an outside source of support from their partner.
Okay.
That can help them to get through the holidays, help them to get the support that they need so that their partner is not the person that bears the sole burden of it.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah.
And that's that give and take. That's you expecting that support, but at the same time, you are understanding that you're putting a burden on that partner.
Correct. So it should be a New Year's resolution. If folks are listening now and they understand that this might be them, decide that this year you're going to do something different for next year's holidays. If you haven't figured out a support group, you haven't got yourself into a therapist's office, you haven't built a community of folks who understand that grief is a part of your life from time to time when these milestones and reminders pop up, make sure that you put that on your New Year's resolution list for 2019.
I like it.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. You ready for the next
one? Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
Holiday spending.
Ooh.
Holiday spending is one of the primary things that couples are fighting about, whether they're just dating or married. How we're spending the money comes up and literally is like the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Wait a minute. Somebody's out there fighting right now.
Right.
I mean, they're listening to this radio show fighting. Right. Give me that dial.
Right.
I got some money to go. I got some shopping to go do.
Right.
Where's that credit card?
Right.
You gave me a limit of $50. What are you talking about?
But you know what? You might be going someplace different. there is always a couple that's fighting about someone in the relationship who underspent on a gift or didn't put enough thought into a gift, right? So if you are a person who really cares about getting meaningful gifts from your partner, and I know folks are out there thinking, oh, I've had this fight with my partner a gazillion times, and you show up to Christmas Day and you two thought you talked about a limit or that, you know, you wanted to do something nice for each other, and you get a coffee mug from your partner and you went out to Tiffany's and bought them something really, really special there, you know what I'm talking about.
But Lena, isn't it the thought that counts?
There we go. What about the reason for the season, right? Remember the reason?
What if I went and made something with my hand? Made him a nice personal wreath. Went out of the yard and picked up some twigs and
some pine cones.
Put a few pine cones, got some glue and gave it to him. Said, look, this is from my heart.
Well, if it's from your heart, then I suppose it's acceptable. And if you're spending the day after Christmas alone, I suppose that's acceptable too.
You can take that heart and go somewhere with it.
From the heart, those gifts always mean a lot. But there is something to this idea of gift giving. If folks out there have never heard of the five love languages, Google it, read it, it'll bless you. But some people really are prone to be more loving and feel recharged if they receive good gifts. So it's not just about being shallow or superficial. It's the way that they also show love, too. They're usually generous gift givers. And it's just something about receiving a very meaningful gift, whether it costs $25 or $250, that makes them feel really appreciated, valued, and loved.
When I'm gathering that this is probably a problem that has, it doesn't just occur at the holiday seasons, it's exacerbated.
You are so right.
This probably happens at birthday time.
Exactly. Anniversaries.
Vacations, everything throughout
the year.
Exactly. But this time of year, because it's more about giving and money spending, it highlights, it's exacerbated. So.
No, you're right. The other thing about money spending when you have children relates to overspending or underspending on the kids, on hosting at your house, or even how much money we should spend on decorating. How many wreaths, how much garland, how big is the tree that we need? How much money are we going to spend around this time of the year? And some folks are into it and their partners are not, and it creates a lot of beef.
Go out there in the yard and cut you down one of them trees that's in the way. Throw some bulbs on it. That wreath that I told you about, go out there and put some pine cones
together. Come on, Robert.
And for that party, you go get you some Vienna sausages and some nabs. And
Listen. This is a serious issue. Folks are really struggling around whether or not they're spoiling the kids too much by getting them every toy that they asked for on their list, or not giving them the memories that they had as a child focusing too much on a spirit of giving and it's a Charlie Brown Christmas and, you know, it's just nothing under the tree. So my suggestion is always that, you know, couples have to zoom out and think about the bigger picture. It's not going to kill the kid 1 year if they get a surplus of gifts, because we're going back to the lean years after that. And it won't kill the kid if 1 year they do have to focus more on the things that they already have and giving love instead of receiving material stuff. So it's all about not being too rigid.
That was so beautifully stated.
Thank you, Robert.
You gotta frame that.
Let me jump to the last one because it's a doozy.
Uh-oh.
One of the top problems that couples are fighting about over the holidays is alcohol consumption and public embarrassment.
Ooh, girl, get the...
Come on now.
Get the steel-toed boots out.
If you are one that knows what I'm talking about, this is for you. When you and your partner get to the holiday party, or you're at the New Year's Eve celebration, or you're at Thanksgiving Day, and too many beers were consumed by somebody watching the game, or the eggnog was spiked, and you got to carry your partner home over your shoulder, or they said something that embarrasses you, then you know what I'm talking about.
Wayne, you got to hold that thought. I got to hit this after the break. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Wena Cullins, a therapist. We're talking about these holiday challenges and why folks are fighting when they should be eating turkey and yams and cranberry sauce. And oh, we'll be right back after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL at 95.9 FM.
This traffic update is sponsored by Burlington in southwest D.C. Some road work blocks two left lanes on the northbound side of 14th Street at D Street. That's causing delays all the way back to 395. Meanwhile, southbound on D.C. 295, it's still stop and go between Benning Road and Pennsylvania Avenue. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop for the hottest gifts for everyone. Name brand watches, gift baskets, wireless, sweaters, toys, at a fraction of the price. Burlington gifts for everyone. Now for a check of your WOL weather forecast, sponsored by Lowe's. For today, we're going to see partly cloudy skies and a chance of rain, too, with a high of 43 degrees. Tonight, continued partly cloudy with a low of 35. Then tomorrow, rain throughout the day with a high getting up to 43. And then we'll see partly sunny skies Sunday and a high of 65. Currently, it's 42. Shop Lowe's to make your home merry and bright with up to 25% off select Christmas lights. Offer valid through 12/5. Prices shown reflect discount. Selection varies by location. I'm Ron Lewis for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, we're in the toe-stepping on business today. You thought we were a business development company. Yes, we are. But, folks, we have to take this holistic approach. You can't have a successful business out here if you're fighting around Turkey and... You got folks mad at you on Facebook because they can't be your friend. So what we're doing today, and by the way, folks, Marketing Pulpit is one of the, I hear it all the time, we're probably one of the best and most exciting and informative radio shows on the air right now.
True.
And I get stopped. I can't tell you how many times I get stopped by people say, I don't call in, but I'm always listening. And now that we're on Facebook Live, we're reaching an even larger audience. And also, call if you have a need for advertising. Remember WOL and Radio 1 as one of your options for 2019. Contact Ms. Karen Jackson over there and talk to her about even getting your own show, or talk about advertising. If you're in the tax business, if you're in you're selling food, if you're doing something that needs a boost, then you want to think about Radio 1 and WOL, and specifically as far as promoting your business going into 2019. So I'd like to thank Ms. Jackson, Mr. Ron Thompson, the engineer over there, Alonzo, and everybody who makes this show possible. And look them up on the website. And also, you can also listen to the show at WOLDCnews.com and click on that live button, and you can go straight to the show from there. I have in the studio Ms. Alina Cullen. She was talking about...
Hey, hey.
She's talking about these folks fighting like cats and dogs.
So Robert.
They should be cutting that dressing up and put some cranberry sauce on it. And then when you get the little square, sometimes you cut the cranberry sauce is too thick, so you have to cut it in half and then put like a piece of cranberry sauce on both.
You wanted to flank both sides.
We're supposed to be talking about, I'm sorry, my bad.
Not talking about couples fighting like cats and dogs. We're talking about real issues that literally makes folks' stomachs turn when they think about the holidays, because they have to navigate this craziness in their relationships and they just want to be happy.
So you were talking about the folks get a little heavy on the booze.
Right. Yes. One of the most common things that couples argue about in literally in retrospect, when they come to my couch, they're like, oh, my God, Christmas was horrible, or the New Year's Eve celebration was horrible because somebody drank too much. Somebody said too much. Somebody did something inappropriate. And now our holiday is marked with that.
Wow.
Yeah.
The old lampshade on the head.
That's not exactly how it looks, right?
It may be fine at the moment, but you'll be living with that the rest of the year, if not forever.
That's it. That's it. So, you know, your partner does not want to have to babysit you on the holidays when they're supposed to be hanging out and making merry. So if you know that you're one to get started and not know when to cut it off, make sure that you limit your alcohol and other substances during the holidays. And also, please don't fight with your partner about whether or not you're too drunk to drive. If they say, babe, give me the keys, just give them the keys.
You said other substances. Ooh. Anyway, we're going to leave that alone.
Hey.
But it is what it is. Wendy, that's great advice.
Thank you.
Now, if somebody needs some help with this, and I'm sure some folks do, like you said, sometimes your partner cannot do this for you.
Correct.
Because as much as a person can love you or that person loves you, people tend to be a little biased towards their own interests.
True.
And that's just human nature. You need that neutral arbiter, somebody to kind of sort it out for you.
Right.
And so if somebody needs your help, how can they reach you again?
Folks can always get in contact with me by calling me at 301-592-7244. That's 301-592-7244. I'm always accepting new clients. However, I am pretty full through January or February. So please definitely get on the wait list and I'll help you out and hook you up. You can also follow me on social media at Weena Cullens, LCMFT. That's W-E-E-N-A. C-U-L-L-I-N-S L-C-M-F-T. And the easiest way to get me in your household is to literally click on WeenaCullens.com and I pop right up on the internet with all kinds of tips and news that you can use. W-E-E-N-A-C-U-L-L-I-N-S.com.
Call this sister. This lady knows her stuff. I've watched her from the show for the last year, but even before that, I mean, she had her reputation precedes her because she's actually doing good things in the community, and she's a really recognized professional in her field.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us every third Friday, and just good to have you in the booth. Weena is a good, she's good. She does this stuff.
Like, thank you.
Like, it's just like breathing into her. I mean, some people, like, they struggle when they do what they do. This is what you do. This is why you put on this earth.
This is why I'm on this earth.
All right, folks. All right, folks, I'm going to talk about, we have Mr. Fred Sawyer. He's a very popular author. He's having a book signing coming up on December 6th, and we're going to have that information on the Marketing Pulpit website. This guy, he's written a book, and the book talks about renegade in Black America, Black renegade in white America. And look it up on Facebook, look it up on the internet, Google it, and find out more about him, and come on out to the event, and the information will be on the Marketing Pulpit website. Glad to have him as one of our sponsors of the show. He'll be on the show coming up in December as well. Give me 1 second while I cough. Sorry. All right, folks. Now, this time of year, but not only this time of year, we have to think about business development. Business development is the first cousin, if not the twin, of marketing. Matter of fact, and when I was working in corporate America, many of the titles that I had, it was not just marketing, it was marketing and business development, because the two go hand in hand towards making your business viable. And viable is a word many people don't think about because they're into this transaction mode. They're so busy trying to make the next sale that they don't pause and think long term and get into the business development mode.
Oh, this is great information.
So going into 2019, as we stated earlier with BLE, when you're talking about what can you do that's going to be game changing, the beginning of the year is a great time to do it. I mean, just because of traditional, and because you have a nice clean, you can really start off a nice clean slate. You say, look, 2018 did some great thing, but now 2019, let's make it better. So let's take these notes, and this information will also be available on the Marketing Pulpit website after the show. Develop a new product or service for your company.
Ooh, yes. I was just working on that last night.
I don't care who you are, what you do, do something new in 2019. Mm. It can be a product or a service. I'll tell you, folks, Gatewood Marketing did not always do websites.
Really?
We were just Gatewood Marketing. I had one of these come to Jesus moments one year when I said, I need to do something new.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving down to North Carolina, as I usually, that's when I do my thinking. I'm driving down to see mom and dad.
Right.
And that's when I would get these ideas. And one year I had gone through a really, really tough time. I was doing the home delivery business. Business was great, but I just got tired of being out there in the snow and rain. I said, I need to do something different that's exciting, but that uses some of the skills that I already have. I came back in January, ran an ad in the Washington Post, and I was in the web business just like that. I hadn't done one website.
Wow.
But I learned how to do them. I gave myself a month to learn.
I would love to hear from your first client.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, that website.
It was horrible.
Thank you.
But everything was horrible back then, though. You should look at Amazon.
It was
website.
Analog.
Oh, it was horrible. But one of those people was Joe Madison, and he's still a client 20 years later.
Wow.
So start a new product or service for your company. Here's another one. Take one of your existing services and make it better.
That's fair.
A new size, a new color, make it bigger, smaller. Just look at Apple. What did they have been like? Apple 10? They take that same Apple and they rewarm it. They put another number behind it, put a couple of features on it, and they come back out and folks lining up to buy it. So take one of your existing services and make it better. You can add, if you're doing baskets, you might add home delivery to it. You can increase your delivery channel,
yeah.
Make it faster, more efficient, bigger, smaller. So take one of your existing services or products and make it better. I'm going to ask you to do this also. Develop a relationship with another company.
Collaborate.
You have been dealing with certain people throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
and you've had a chance to size them up. And you know what their likes, their dislikes, their weaknesses, their strengths. Look at your SWOT analysis. If you've ever done anybody in the accounting world, SWOT, your strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Look at your opportunities and threats and see if you can mitigate them with the right partner. I want you to come up with some proof that your services is all that you say it is. Testimonies, research, put something on your website to let people know that, yes, this service is, this is all that in a bag of chips and more.
This is great advice.
I want you to do this. Also, identify new benefits of your existing service. If you have, you know, when you sit down in sales, you come with all the benefits of why somebody should use your service
right.
or the problems that it may solve. Think of some new ones without going out even doing a new service necessarily. Think of new uses for the services that you already have, and you'll be surprised how you're going to bring in new clients. And last but not least, I want you to look at new marketing channels for your business. Join a networking group. Get on social media. As I said, call over here for Radio 1. Get yourself on a radio show. Get some radio advertising. But find a new way to bring in customers in 2019. Folks, that's going to wrap up the show for today. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You have information on all of our events and upcoming activities. Also, follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Thank you, Wena. As always, you delivered.
It's been a pleasure.
Wena's good, folks. And we'll be back next week at the same time. I have Tisha Hillman, attorney at law, will be joining me in the booth. And if you want to be successful, folks, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. I'm Nick Bowe.